From St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas, a joyful Christian community, this is Soulful Sundays. A weekly podcast of our 5 o'clock service. I'm Patrick Miller, director of St. Mark's. Welcome.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, beginning at the 21st verse. Peter came and said to Jesus, "Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as 7 times?" Jesus said to him, "Not 7 times, but I tell you, 77 times. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. When he began the reckoning, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. And as he could not pay, his lord ordered him to be sold, together with his wife and children, all their possessions, and payment to be made. So the slave fell on his knees before him, saying, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything.' And out of pity for him, the lord of that slave released him and forgave him the debt. But that same slave, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him by the throat, he said, "Pay what you owe." Then his fellow slave fell down and pleaded with him, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you." But he refused. Then he went and threw him into prison until he would pay the debt. When his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their lord all that had taken place. Then his lord summoned him and said to him, "You wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have had mercy on your fellow slave as I had mercy on you?" And in anger, his lord handed him over to be tortured until he would pay his entire debt. So my heavenly Father will also do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother or sister from your heart. Here ends the reading.
In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. You'd think maybe if you were a preacher and you'd looked at these passages, you might avoid this gospel and just go with the Red Sea parting, because like God killing some Egyptians feels a little bit easier than this one. But we're going to try it. So stick with me, and we'll see how this goes. A denarii is about a day's wage. Okay. Takes about a day to earn an entire denarii. And there are, I think, this is being recorded, and so if I'm wrong, someone tell me and go look it up and post the official thing. I think there are 600 denarii in a talent. Almost 2 years of work in one talent. And this slave owed the king 10,000 talents. Like, it's an absurd amount of money. And it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be kind of this astronomical, not understandable figure, right? Like, when we talk about that there's trillions of dollars in debt, and you're like, I have like $500 in my bank account. Like, what is $1 trillion? So that's what we're talking about here. Just an enormous amount of money that a slave could never earn. Never. Not in three lifetimes of work. And yet this man says, he pleads, and the man says, okay, you got it. Go on. Do your thing. Right? Like, he knows he's not going to pay him back. He's got to know he can't pay him back. Where's he going to find that kind of money? You can't find, it's not, it doesn't exist. And still the man turns around and finds someone else who owes him money and throws him in jail when he can't give it to him, right? How many times should I forgive, Lord, a man, a brother or sister who sins against me? 7 times? No, 77 times, I tell you, you should forgive. Again, an astronomical number. 77 times I'm supposed to forgive someone who sins against me? 77 times. 10,000 talents. We're talking about figures that were unimaginable to those folks. Here's what I think's going on. We, in our humanity, we put values on things, right? Things are worth a certain something else. The barter system or the money system or whatever you want to do, but like this pew frontal is worth a certain amount of money. And there's a cost to turning on the lights. And there's a cost for this green hanging, right? And the mask on your face, and the gas in your car that it took to get here, all of that has a value. And we, in our finitude, in our finiteness, we can't understand the economy of God, right? That we operate out of a system of scarcity, that there's not enough, because we don't have the imagination to see the abundance of God's kingdom. It is so astronomical that we worry about things like, should I forgive him 7 times or 8 times? 8 feels like a lot, so how about 7? And God and Jesus says, no, no, no. You're thinking here. You're thinking down here, and I need you to be up here. 77 times, 10,000 talents. Put your head in the clouds and soar. Now, friends, I'm not saying that forgiveness is easy. In fact, I think forgiveness used in this way is actually a pretty hard thing to conceptualize because it comes with hurt, right? It comes with someone wronged me. There's pain. I'm carrying pain and guilt and anger. And it's hard to imagine what the abundance of God can do when I'm angry, right? It's also hard to talk about the idea that perhaps we've just heard that the kingdom of heaven is like someone being thrown into jail to be tortured. And so I would say to you, you better believe that carrying that anger and that pain is its own kind of torture. When it is displacing the love and the grace and the mercy of God, we're torturing ourselves. We're being tortured by a world that will not last. We are forsaking that which is eternal. And it is so hard. It's not easy to be like, okay, let's work through the anger. Let's let go of the pain. Let's forgive that 8th time, that 9th time, that 10th time. It's exhausting. But y'all, it is infinite. God's source of love is infinite. There is enough for you. There is enough for me. There is enough for that person who has now wronged you 27 times that you're still having to forgive. And that doesn't mean that you're going to be best friends with them. But it does mean that the anger that they're trying to place in you doesn't have a home there, right? Because God's love and mercy and grace are bigger than that. 10,000 talents, 77 times. We love and worship and serve a God that is beyond all of our understandings. This week, I hope that you'll think about those places in yourself where you feel like maybe you're not worthy, where your value is diminished, where you're carrying anger and pain. And I hope you'll try and pray and figure out ways where love can replace those things, where you can let those go so that you can know in your bones and in your heart, that you are of infinite worth, that God's love resides in you, shines out of you, that it can overcome all things, and that its place in you is always, always going to be worth more than whatever this world has to throw against you. Amen. Thank you.
This episode was produced by St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas. Special thanks to our band, led by Cameron Deason-Hammond, and featuring Jeremy Nuncio, Asher Pudlow, and Andrew Gordon. Join us every Sunday for Soulful Sundays at 5 p.m. at St. Mark's, 3816 Bel Air Boulevard in Houston, Texas, or visit us online at stmarks-houston.org.